The essential 5-second statement of why you can choose to be free right now. Jan 12, 2016. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. It is a matter of everyone grasping the fact that we Americans are either living in our native country or assuming a residence in another, and that according to where we live or reside we are subject to different laws, either organic or statutory. The two countries are created by two jurisdictions. You either live in the continental United States, on the land of the continental United States, and are subject to the law of the land, including the organic law, Declaration of Independence, Articles of Confederation, Constitution, and the public law embodied by the United States statutes at large, or, you merely reside here and are a British Crown subject liable to obey their corporate administrative law and statutory law and law of the sea, that is, international law. This is about political status, not law per se. These vermin have misrepresented your political status as a means of bringing false claims against you and your assets. They have prosecuted you under foreign jurisdiction and in foreign venues of the law without your knowledge or consent. You are owed the law of the land, which includes your actual constitution, which is not the Constitution of the United States of America, which is merely a corporate charter issued under a deceptively similar name. Your constitution is the Constitution for the United States of America. Please note that you live in states, organic states, Oregon State, New York State, Florida State, on the land, and that the joint stock companies, not corporations, that you are heir to are the states of America called Oregon State and New York State and Florida State since the 1870s. You are yourselves all organic states of the Union, replete with your own tripart government, conscience, logic, and free will. That is why in international law, thanks to our forefathers, you must be considered a sovereign without subjects. Please notice also that the United States of America are not the same as the United States of America nor the United States of America nor the United States of America. Are you all beginning to catch on to the name games and legal deceits that have been used to entrap and deceive you and your parents and grandparents? Your servants, the British-backed federal inhabitants, have committed commercial fraud against you on a vast scale, but that is all it is, and all it has ever been, a crime against innocent people which is now finally beginning to be addressed. Lift up your heads, Americans. John Trowbridge won his case. You can win yours. The end of this travesty is in view. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights' website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.